Here's Heather Tomasello with some reflections on that day after, the biggest gift day of the year.
Today is National Whiners Day, sadly an often all too appropriate name for the day after Christmas, when sometimes even the most thoughtful gifts only seem to elicit groans of discontentment. There's a long history of whiny characters in children's books. In the 18th century, for example, Maria Edgeworth's famous didactic tale, The Purple Jar, told the story of Rosamond, who pled for, well, a purple jar. Her mother gave Rosamond the choice between the jar or a much-needed pair of new shoes, and Rosamond went for the jar, then whined when she had to suffer the consequences of her impulse buying. Louisa May Alcott continued this tradition in Little Women with Amy March's proclamation that she would simply die if she couldn't have a dozen pickled limes, in those times a real delicacy and a financial stretch for the struggling March family. There are, of course, dozens of more recent characters from children's books that could be added to the lineup, like the jealous Peter Hatcher from Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing, the obnoxious Veruca Salt in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and Dr. Seuss's archetypal megalomaniac, Yertle the Turtle, who obsesses over the altitude of his own standing in the pond. And who could forget the king of complaining himself, Judith Viorst's character, Alexander, who takes having a bad day to new heights.
I went to sleep with gum in my mouth, and now there's gum in my hair. And when I got out of bed this morning, I tripped on the skateboard, and by mistake I dropped my sweater in the sink while the water was running. And I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day.
Alexander's litany of complaints is an important outlet and form of cathartic expression for children and can lead to some unexpectedly creative solutions, like the one I found on my first Whiner's Day. I was about 8 years old, and all I wanted for Christmas was a Cabbage Patch doll. However, my 5-year-old sister also wanted one, and I knew that my mother couldn't afford to buy two of the expensive dolls. But Mom did manage to find a set of twin Cabbage Patch Kids on sale. Their birth certificates introduced them as Amy and Adam. Guess who got stuck with Adam? The day after Christmas, I whined to my mother, I whined to my sister, and when they wouldn't listen, I whined to my dog. Finally, my sister had a brilliant suggestion. Let's paint your doll's face and pierce your doll's ears. I took that leap of imagination with her, and we transformed Adam into Allison, and along the way we managed to cure my whining with the healing balm that happily most children possess, a day of play.